It's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap, and you might have noticed lots of things coming out from the LFC Foundation. Obviously, they're normally very busy. They are still very busy. There's a few things going on that you'll have seen come out. So we thought it'd be a good idea to get the director of the foundation on, Matt Parish, to discuss what Liverpool are and aren't doing and what Liverpool are still trying to do in the community. So, Matt, thanks a lot for joining us over Skype.
No problem. Good to speak to you, John.
So I guess the first place to start, the big thing that people will have noticed is the work around the food banks. And we know that Liverpool have been a big supporter of the food banks, of the North Liverpool food banks, first of all, allowing them to collect so close to the ground on match day, but also obviously supporting it and promoting it as well. They've lost that ability to collect on match day. So the football club have stepped in. So if you could tell me a little bit more about that process and how it came about and why you felt it was important to do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, as you say, John, the sort of the fan-supporting food bank is amazing anyway, I think, you know, in the sense that the two guys that drive it are Ian's a red and Dave's a blue, and they're outside both Anfield and Goodison, both home games. But obviously, as soon as the Premier League, the understandable Premier League decision came out last Friday about the postponement of the fixtures, basically Liverpool got four remaining league fixtures left. So we worked out that with that and the Goodison games, that's represented about 25% of their food donations. The North Liverpool Food Bank comes through the fan supporting food banks at the game. So how could we fill that gap? So it was I think they had a meeting on Saturday and then the dialogue started with the club. And we were fortunate enough that the players responded. I think Jordan Henderson sort of drove the players' response and rallied them. So they contributed a sum of money, which we as the LFC Foundation matched, and which equates to £10,000 for each of the four Anfield home games that are obviously on hold at the moment. So that will hopefully help to bridge that gap. And it was great to be able to sort of do that so quickly. The important point for me is that, you know, I would obviously never, not with this accent, John, and obviously I think we've spoken before, right? You know, I have to, my original allegiance is, I grew up a West Ham fan, but I've managed to work for Charlton and Burnley and now Liverpool, so I've moved around a bit. So I would never profess to speak for the fans, but ultimately our fundraising is done by the fans. It's the supporters and the fans that fundraise for us through things like the Legends Game. And I think it's an easy link. Supporters have always been such great supporters of fan supporting food banks that I felt it was an appropriate way, and the trustees, the foundation, we felt was an appropriate way to step in. I think the Red Neighbours team at the club, which Forbes leads, they do a lot of work day in, day out with the North Liverpool Food Bank anyway. And as you said, a lot of that is about outside of the games. So driving the Christmas campaigns, the regular donation points and pick up. So, and as you'll be aware, and supporters will be aware, that the club has supported it in terms of players visiting the North Liverpool Food Bank over the years. And I think it's fair to say that they do that under the radar as well. It's not always, it's not about a press piece. It's often they do it because they're aware of it. I think the support they've had from certainly Andy Robertson has been amazing, because he's had historic links to all the clubs he's played at with the food banks in those communities. So, that was probably the longest answer in the world. Sorry, mate.
I think it's interesting. I think people are interested in the process, because obviously they see the the headline of you know, players are giving money, and that's fantastic. But you know, it's interesting to get the background on the process and kind of how it works and how it gets to that and how it happened so quickly as well. And that was a real nice thing as well. It just seemed to be, you know, I know things can take time in any big organisation, really, but it seems to be almost an instant reaction, which is a testament to the players, really. It shows they didn't need much talking into it.
No, I think they were, I mean, I didn't have that job. I didn't have to persuade them with the players, but I don't think there was, to your point, I don't think there was a lot of persuading needed. And I think from the perspective of the foundation, we obviously have processes that we go through, and it would go for board approval, but, you know, I got that agreed and granted within seconds. You know, there was, I think it's, if we as the football club's charity and foundation can't try and step in and support in a time of crisis like this, when can we, you know? So, and I think it was an obvious one. There's a danger that we could go off on loads of tangents, but because of the work that Red Neighbours and the club have done over the years with Fan Support and Food Bank, the North Liverpool Food Bank, it's a connection that's already there, and we know it's an area of need. And I think, unfortunately, people in who are disadvantaged get clobbered the hardest, don't they, when times get tougher. And this is certainly this is a time that none of us know what's coming, and I think the need for crisis food is gonna only increase. So to that point, I think the donations that have been made, and we were able to play a big part of, are great. But I think the message is that need's not going to go away. It's only going to get greater over the coming weeks and months. So, you know, I'd encourage people still to donate. We're certainly trying to work out ways of you know, building further fundraising for that cause, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely echo that. People can donate. If it goes through the Twitter and through the website, people can make financial donations, and they will very much appreciate it. As Matt says, they're gonna need, you know, every penny in these next coming weeks and months. You mentioned the Legends game earlier. It must have been a massive blow to lose that. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously for Liverpool fans, for many, it's an opportunity to go to Anfield, and they might necessarily not normally get, and then obviously to see these Legends. But it's important to stress that this is a postponement of the game, isn't it, rather than a cancellation. You are hoping, well, you are, you know, working to get that on at some point in the future.
Yeah, it was a tough decision, but it was a sensible decision. We were in conversations with Barcelona all the time, and it got to a point where they weren't able to travel. So we sort of, you know, we had to make the call on that basis. And obviously, clearly, our squad are not all based in the Northwest. So I think Paddy and Vladdy probably would imagine flying from Prague, etc. So, it was a tough decision. It's our main sort of annual fundraiser. But you're right, the message is it is a postponement. The club have been great. If, you know, they're always talking about, you know, it could be that day, it could be this day, but we obviously don't know yet until we get a picture about the regular fixtures restarting. We'll then have a better idea around the gaps, because obviously we need to slot in when there's a gap in the Premier League, and the international windows are obviously the ideal time in a regular season. It's that Legends game is amazing. As I alluded to a minute ago, I've been fortunate enough to work in this sector of sort of football and charity for over 20 years, and there's similarities with all the clubs in a lot of ways, and the community programs and the charities. But I think the big point of difference we've got is just that uniqueness of that fan base and that the supporters, and being able to sell out one of the biggest Premier League stadiums for a Legends game is, I think I'm right in saying it's only us, and I think Man U have done it for that sort of Class of 92 type era. But I think lots of clubs do it, not many sell out the stadium, and I think that's testament to the supporters, testament to the quality of the Legends. But as you say, John, it's because, you know, for some people, because of home games are so popular, it's an opportunity for fans to get into Anfield to see some great Legends and at a good price as well.
Yeah, and as you say, it's big for you in terms of, you know, your fundraising, and I was lucky enough to come down to Anfield and meet some of the charities that are supported through this, and some of the grants that you're able to give. And, you know, this, you know, you'll be determined to reschedule it as much for them as you will be for anyone else.
Yeah, and I think the key thing for us, and I think my message to the people that do come in and kind of hang on to the tickets, obviously, every penny that we raise from that Legends game. So we hope to, you know, I think last year we managed to raise about, I think it was 900K. Every penny we raise from it is spent on programmes. Now, that's either programmes, as you said, through the Radio City Cash for Kids Community Fund that we run with them, that I think it was something like 75 local charities and community groups who were able to support a further 20,000 young people across the Liverpool City region. So, you know, that's vital, and some of those are the smaller charities and community groups that perhaps aren't able to access funding in the same ways, because those channels have reduced over the last few years. So it's vital funding. You know, we passionately want to be able to fund that, and other projects we're able to fund their Open Bay Foundation, which lots of supporters will be aware of, and I know they support themselves. We're able to do work. We were able to worked with Zoe's place, which again was a was linked to the players because Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain donated to Zoe's place, and we matched that. So, and then we're also able to fund some of our own work. So the work we do, we match fund some Home Office money to do some work with young people who are at risk of getting involved in criminality in schools. We get, and we've also managed to roll out a free program to primary schools in Kirby from this year through that funding. So it's vital money for us to do the work we do, to be honest. And that's why we're committed to as you say, the key word is postponement, not cancellation.
And in terms of the key work you're doing day by day, then obviously that's had to take a little bit of a hit. But I've noticed that as much as possible, you're trying to do remotely and you're trying to do online. There's yoga on there and things like that. And it's just trying to keep that connection, isn't it, with a lot of people. And, you know, I don't know if you can give people a little bit more detail in the stuff that you are still trying to do and you are still trying to offer to people who might be kind of, you know, more isolated than ever.
Yeah, well, we've got a there's a couple of ways, really. One is as a the staff team, if you like. So just on across Foundation and Red Neighbours alone, there's sort of 50 odd staff that not all will be able to do it because some obviously might have sort of vulnerabilities or unfortunately, you know, be struck down themselves or whatever. But if we can, we'll look to mobilise those staff when needed to support within the food bank around packing and putting food together and stacking and organising. So that would be a real sort of practical way that we're looking to still keep mobilised. I mean, I think, as you said, unfortunately, we had to make the decision on Tuesday to cease all our community delivery programmes. And obviously, the school's closing this week anyway. It would make that decision for us. I think there's a new something called LFC Connect being set up, which is going to be around participants of our Foundation and Red Neighbours programmes. Certainly, the older population who Red Neighbours support week in, week out, the opportunity for them to request a call from a member of LFC staff, and that's going to be, and that's not, let's be clear, that's not just Foundation and Red Neighbours staff that have been doing those calls, that's Liverpool Football Club staff as well who are going to be making those calls. And that's not, you know, we're not, it's not about social care, it's more about just a touch point, a conversation, and then being able to signpost if someone is in crisis. And then the more fun stuff, as you said, is Debbie, the yoga teacher, has videoed the yoga sessions that she would have delivered to the Walking Football Group. So we're hoping to get those online. And our coaches are working on, and youth workers are working on filming sessions and activities that the kids can do in their own homes if they're fortunate enough to have back gardens or outdoor space, and even better, but stuff they can do inside if it is indoors. As an example, our Open Goals team are looking at different physical activity programs. It's not all football, and that's family fitness and activity. So just ways of people to stay connected, still be in contact with ourselves, and also stay, you know, it's not just about physical health, it's sort of mental well-being and wellness as well. So trying to get as many of those different sort of routes in as possible. And I know, you know, to be fair, to Everton, they're doing the same for Everton in the community. They're looking to do very, very similar stuff, which is important. And I think football club community programmes up and down the country are looking to roll those out.
Fantastic. Well, huge thanks for joining us, Matt. I'm sure you're very busy figuring out ways to kind of do these things and run these things and make sure you are supporting the community as much as possible. But it's great to see you leading on that in this difficult times. But thanks a lot for joining us on the phone, Matt. Good luck.